And this one you know, of course. It's On Wisconsin, the official song of the Badger State, and day-to-day's signal that we're going to take up the story of another political swing state. Our partners at Slate have been visiting the main battlegrounds. Day-to-day's Alex Chadwick spoke with one Slate writer about what makes the Badger State swing.
We're going to Julia Turner on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, get it, Julia? First, a little electoral history. In 2000, Wisconsin went for
Al Gore.
By how big a margin?
0.2%. Gore got 47.8%, and George W. Bush got 47.6%. Ralph Nader had 3.5%.
How about Wisconsin's recent voting history?
Well, since 1964, Wisconsin has voted with the winner every time except for last time, 2000, and also in 1988 when they went for Dukakis.
And finally, how many electoral votes at stake in Wisconsin?
10.
Okay, Julia, in your Slate piece, you write that Republicans really didn't focus on Wisconsin last time, year 2000, but this year they are a lot. Why? What happened?
Basically, Gore did surprisingly well in the rural counties. He, you know, across most of the country, the rural counties were a giveaway for Bush. And I think the Bush folks were surprised that they did so poorly in rural Wisconsin. So this time around, they vowed to get out their voters, talk to some people who voted Democrat for a long time, but whose views might actually align more closely with Bush's policies, and see if they could change that.
The Kerry campaign has been slower in Wisconsin. Is that just a function of being the challenger there, or is it something else?
Well, being the challenger is obviously a huge disadvantage, and I think this is something that's true across a number of swing states. You know, the Kerry folks were later to get set up, have less of a coordinated get-out-the-vote effort across the state, and are a little bit playing catch-up, it seemed like to me.
You know, we spoke earlier with your Slate colleague Andy Bowers about the changes in Minnesota, another upper Midwest progressive state that now seems to be trending GOP. What do you think is happening in Wisconsin?
Well, they tend to blame people who are moving in from out of state. They blame the exurbanites from Chicago. Some of Chicago's outer suburbs are in southeastern Wisconsin, and the exurbanites of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Some of their far eastern suburbs are in way western Wisconsin. But I think also, you know, some of those older New Deal-oriented Democrats are dying, and the younger people are feeling more in line with the Republican policies.
But you also write in your Slate piece, no matter which candidate a particular voter is going for, everyone's getting tired of what you call knock fatigue. Tell us about that.
Everyone in Wisconsin has knock fatigue. They are just bombarded with advertisements, but in particular canvassing. Between the Republican county efforts, what Kerry campaign efforts there are, and then the efforts of the independent groups like America Coming Together, the League of Conservation Voters, pretty much everybody has had somebody knocking on their door. So no matter how polite or informed these canvassers are, you know, sometimes they find people who are just tired of being talked to about the election.
Well, from your canvassing, from what you saw, from what you read, how do you think Wisconsin is actually going to go next week?
I think it's going to be very, very close, but I'd probably give it to Bush.
Opinion and analysis from Slate's Julia Turner. You'll find her Wisconsin article and the rest of the Swing State series at slate.com. Julia, thank you.
Thank you.